The Danger Zone is on Max FM. Music news with producer Liz.
Did you see the clip online of Gal Gadot and a bunch of other celebrities singing Imagine? Quick rundown of that. Gal Gadot and a ton of celebrities all sang different lyrics of Imagine, and then they placed them together to make one long clip of basically part of the song. And it was supposed to be this whole, like, coming together, we can do it if we all do our part kind of feel good right. video. And it completely backfired because people were like, this was totally tone deaf. You guys are saying how you're all in this together while sitting in your gigantic mansions with private theaters, pools, and gyms. So yep. you're not really in this with us. We're losing our jobs. But okay, thanks for the feel good video. A bunch of indie rockers and musicians in general have made a different one, definitely making fun of the A-list celebrities. They did one from Blink-182's I Miss You, which actually, when you think about it, I Miss You makes far more sense in this pandemic than the song Imagine. It's much funnier, much better, and it makes light of this, but at the same time is genuinely the feeling that we're all having. We're like, you're like, I miss you because I haven't seen anyone in days.
Help me. Totally fair.
Spotify is trying to do their part because they've been facing quite a bit of backlash as of late because of how little they pay their artists. They have been trying to sort of rectify that, and they're donating to the Spotify COVID-19 Music Relief Fund.
Oh.
They have been changing a bunch of policies, trying to promote more money going towards artists during this time. They're also setting up a new thing, preparing to implement a new Spotify for Artists feature. And basically, this allows artists to seek funding directly from fans on their profile page on Spotify.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're trying to implement some new things to get you to forget about how little they pay their artists on a regular basis. Elton John is also trying to do his part. He has set up a new concert that will be happening, not in person, obviously.
Live stream, right?
Yes, in fact, it's called the iHeart Living Room Concert. So Billie Eilish and Billie Joe Armstrong will be two of the performances. And basically it's going to be an hour-long concert streamed live on Fox for one full hour commercial-free. And it's taking the place of what was supposed to be the iHeartRadio Music Awards that also got postponed, unsurprisingly. It's this Sunday night at 6 o'clock on Fox. It's a charity benefit concert. Each person is going to be performing from the comfort of their own living room. Everything's going to be like filmed on a cell phone, but they've all got $1,000 cell phones, so I'm sure the quality won't be that bad.
I'm sure it'll be fine for YouTube.
Oh, well.
Or whatever it is.
Fox.
It's FoxTube.
Yeah, FoxTube. There you go. Yeah, but it's a concert benefit concert. So the money is going to charity, and it's going specifically to first responders for COVID-19.
Nice. Thanks,
yeah,
Liz.
No problem.
The Danger Zone is on Max FM.